The poll included people from all race groups, ages, education levels, and economic means. It was recently completed by Comparisure, a company that conducts surveys on digital platforms and social media to test markets in Africa.
I'm personally quite shocked at the number of people that are unwilling to take the vaccine.
Matt Kloos is founder of Comparisure.
What perplexes me is that most South Africans have already been vaccinated. I know in the Western Cape, neonatal vaccination rates for TB are in the 90%. There's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of conspiracy theories around this vaccine. And that will be the society's challenge, is to rectify and correct all that misinformation.
Many theories that are being spread about the vaccine all around the world include that the COVID-19 inoculation is a way in which to insert the so-called mark of the beast, or Satan, into the human race. Kloos says concern about possible side effects of the vaccines was the main reason for people in the South African survey being unwilling to get the jab.
13% cited religion as a reason not to take the vaccine. Some people mentioning costs. Again, that's a strong sign that people are misinformed, because the vaccine will be free. The government are paying for the vaccines. Then a few other reasons, like fear of needles, and then the typical conspiracy theories. The government's going to implant a microchip in you. You know, ridiculous theories that are doing the rounds on social media at the moment.
The man leading South Africa's scientific response to COVID-19, epidemiologist Salim Abdul Karim, says he's concerned about vaccine hesitancy in the country.
I don't know how serious it is. There have been two studies that have suggested that somewhere between 33 and 37% of South Africans will not take a vaccine against COVID. I don't know if that's true. It may be true. I just don't know it to be true.
But, says Karim, whatever the numbers are, even if a small section of the population of around 60 million refuses to be vaccinated, it'll be a potential crisis.
We want to vaccinate at least 80%, 90% of our population. So if we have more than 10% of the people who are hesitant to take a vaccine, that's a problem for us.
It's a problem, says the scientist, because it could put South Africa's attempts to reach so-called herd immunity against COVID-19 in jeopardy. Herd immunity happens when a large percentage of a population becomes immune to infection, usually through vaccination. It thus greatly reduces the chances of those who haven't been inoculated getting coronavirus. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.